This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Bailout Bonanza.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're set to wrangle an update in just a short while on Capitol Hill from Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, Fed Chief Ben Bernanke, and FDIC head Sheila Bair. They are all scheduled to mosey on up before the House Financial Services Committee to discuss a $700 billion bailout package that was passed last summer and that's evolved from a bad loan buyout to bank bolsterer. We'll see if what they say has any bearing on the market. What, did someone say bear? Yeah, the Dow lost about 223 points after a sell-off, a buying spree, and an even bigger sell-off late in the day yesterday. It's at around 8273. The other markets down as well. NASDAQ lost 34. The S&P lost 22. Asian markets fell sharply overnight from 2 to 6% or more. The Chinese index lost 6.25% of its value. And European stocks are down as well, about 1% to 1.5% across the board this morning. Yahoo founder Jerry Yang is stepping down. The market likes that idea. Shares in Yahoo are up by more than 15% in German trading this morning. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Jerry Yang's tenure as CEO at Yahoo has been a rocky one. When Microsoft talked merger, Yang told the company to take a walk, then asked them back to the table months later. Microsoft said no thanks. It withdrew its $47 billion buyout offer in May. Then an advertising deal with Google fell through because of regulatory issues. Shareholders and investors called for Yang to step down. The stock's been in decline for months. Last month, the company announced it would cut 1,500 jobs in an effort to cut costs. Yang says from now on, he'll focus on Yahoo's strategy and technology. As for the next CEO, the company's hired a corporate search firm. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
The Small Business Administration is making the case for free trade today. It's holding a symposium on international trade. The group trying to get Congress to pass free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The Small Business Administration says exports could help entrepreneurs survive the current economic downturn. There's just one catch.
The downturn in the United States has spread to much of the middle-income and developing world.
Susan Aronson teaches business at George Washington University. She says some highly specialized small businesses may still be able to profit from exports. Karen Saltis has. She and her husband own Quality Defense Spares. They make replacement parts for cars, trucks, and military vehicles. Saltis says her biggest challenge has been funding for overseas deals.
You finally get that business and then you don't have the financing to pay for it, then you're out of business.
Saltis says she solved that problem through Small Business Administration loans. The free trade agreements would help the company streamline paperwork, but Saltis isn't holding her breath. Their fate is uncertain in the lame duck Congress, and President-elect Obama has reservations about them. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. By Medtronic,
Working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
It looks like everyone wants a piece of the U.S. financial bailout action, even companies overseas. A Dutch insurance company, Aegon, is looking to make itself eligible by buying American and selling its American sales. From the European desk in London, here's Stephen Beard.
Aegon has applied for more than $1 billion of U.S. government support. The Dutch company owns the U.S. life insurer Transamerica, but the insurance company needs to be federally regulated to qualify for any bailout funds. To gain that federal status, Aegon aims to buy a small American savings and loan firm. The insurer has just received $3.8 billion worth of Dutch taxpayer support, and now it says with U.S. help it wants to strengthen its capital position further. Aegon points out that it generates 3/4 of its profits in the U.S., and if it succeeds in getting any U.S. bailout funds, the money will be spent in America. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
So, was the bailout package the right thing to do, or is there something else that can be done? We've been asking the question, what's the fix, among economists, politicians, left and right, even everyday people who have ideas about how to give a boost to a really sagging economy. Today we hear from Kevin Hassett, the Director of Economic Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute and Senator John McCain's top economic policy advisor during the campaign. All right, Ken Hassett, what can be done to get this economy moving again?
I think that when we're in a tough time like we are right now, then it's actually something of a good thing if your fiscal policy, if your government policy is a little bit out of control, because it gives you an easy thing to fix that can help move the economy in the correct direction. So imagine if there were two worlds, one world where we were headed into a deep recession and we had perfect tax policy, and another where we're headed into a deep recession and we had terrible tax policy. Well, you'd rather have the latter world, because in that world you can adjust some things easily and make the economy better. It's kind of like if someone shows up at the emergency room and you know exactly what they have, it's kind of good news because you know how to fix it.
But you have this ideology in Washington of bailout, and we're talking about both parties, not just Democrats but also Republicans as well. Do you believe that the government has any business bailing out any industry, any company?
No, I in fact am not really sure, even at the beginning with the Bear Stearns bailout, that the government did any good at all. And I think that indeed historians will likely look back at this episode and blame Bernanke and Paulson to a good extent for making the matter much worse. And the reason is that they've been playing from a playbook that changes every day, and it makes it impossible to predict what the government's going to do next.
Kevin Hassett, Senior Fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, thanks for being with us.
Thanks. It's been great.
In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here. Enjoy your Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.